Mom's Life.
Life hits you, face it. Sometimes you can't duck or block it, only roll with the punches and hope not to get too bruised in the process. See, we a lot alike. Me, I just got a mic and rockin' like my life depends upon the response of the audience. Head nods and arms raised to wave in affirmation with the art statement brought to the stage. Pen to the page until the end of the age. Forever hold to the promise from the Ancient of Days. When the final curtain call falls, if the singular most important member applauds, it will have been worth it all. I'm fatally flawed, yet in awe of God, the cause, agent and end for whom I spit these oddities. I'll be able to breathe for victories hard fought and rest knowing the Most High's more close by than we thought. The other day I saw your name but didn't answer. But then I asked myself, what if that was our last chance to talk? The thought alone is enough to make me shudder. We crave connection yet distance ourselves from one another. And I've discovered you were waiting for me to call you. You were there the whole time, I was the one to fall through. Father, you're forever faithful, I'm forever grateful. Even when I tried to escape you, you weren't hateful. Thought you had abandoned when things didn't follow planning. Got caught off guard, fell off hard, then got scarred. Yet grace is a soft landing. So now it's about removing distractions and move into action. Instead of just jaw jacking or raw rapping, though that's a given, it's time to get back to living like I know that I'm supposed to. For an authentic relationship with you, proximal and closer.
And welcome. It's a brand new day.
Yes.
And God is good. Amen. All of the time. Yes. And all of the time, God is good. Good. We've been talking about the role of children. We're looking at family. That's the theme for this month. And if you've missed that, we've spoken about roles of children and the roles of parents. And this week, we're speaking about healing in the family.
Yes, so this week's going to be very interesting. This week we'll be speaking about that healing. The deepest wounds a human being can possess are found in the soul. Mm. When God designed humans, he did it in such a way that he would feel loved by them and be able to show them love as well. So that's what we were designed to be loved and to show love, right? Many wounds come from our childhood experiences, a lack of family affection, love, recognition, etc. These deficiencies leave a great void in our hearts and remain as the years go by. This is rejection. This is deep wounds that we may think didn't really exist or you got over somehow, but these wounds carry through with us and with our children in our children's lives. So if you think about a wound, if it's something, you know, reconciling with your children is really important because they can take that wound with them wherever they go and throughout their entire life. And they may not even realize it, and it'll affect people. So it's really important to get to God. Amen.
No, absolutely. This is some deep stuff that we're talking about today. And some of the wounds in our souls go beyond our memory of them. They are deeper than the memories we find in our conscious minds. And in majority of the cases, we cannot even recall those wounds even when they occurred in our lifetime. Maybe we were so young that we could not even remember what had happened. I love this. But Jesus, there's always a but Jesus. Yeah. When there's a but Jesus, it's good news. So, but Jesus's death redeemed us from every emotional wound that we may live in harmony and peace, which is awesome.
Amen. That's good. So the point that we're going to be discussing is what causes a wounded spirit. So there's many things that can actually cause a wounded spirit, and I didn't have my notes. All my notes have gone, so I'm kind of like just like sitting here going, yeah. So what causes a wounded spirit? And there's a lot of things that does cause a wounded spirit, and it's not just speaking over someone or speaking to someone where they actually hear and they understand. It actually starts even from birth, even from conception. And some of you that are listening to this today, you'd be like, oh my word, that's so weird. How can that possibly be? You are connected. We are connected spiritually to our children. And when there is a rejection, if you've maybe fallen pregnant and you didn't expect to and you didn't want the child at first, that rejection, it's a spiritual thing. Your child will know that rejection. You know, I just think about a story about Joyce Meyer previously, and I don't know if I've shared this before, but I'm going to share it again. But you know, Joyce Meyer actually has a thing where she said she didn't like her daughter's hair. Her daughter's hair was very untidy or something, and they went out and she kept thinking, my daughter's hair looks terrible, my daughter's hair looks terrible. She didn't say anything, but the atmosphere around her changed. And then eventually her daughter actually turned around to her and said, I want to go home because I don't feel good. I just don't feel good about myself. And our thoughts, our reactions, our everything that we do affects us. And it is a spiritual thing as well. This is not just an emotional thing or a physical thing. It is a spiritual thing.
No, very good. As we're speaking on rejection in the womb, many people are victims of a difficult situation. Maybe your mother fell pregnant at a time where she was going through a worst financial difficulty. And I love when you say fell pregnant, like you fell and then you're pregnant. I just thought I should just giggle about that. We fall pregnant. Maybe she was going through a financial difficulty, or perhaps there was a conflict between her and, you know, the partner. It was too much when she found out that she was pregnant, and she vented all that anger upon this unborn child, the child in the womb. And whatever the situations might have been that left this kind of rejection in your soul, like Denise said, it's a spiritual thing. You might not know it and be aware of it when you are a child, but I remember my parents wanted a baby boy, and they were convinced that I was a boy. And then when I came out, I was, behold, a girl. And you can imagine the rejection that I was carrying in my spirit. And funny enough, I grew up wanting to be a boy. And only when I found that out later on that, oh, is that what? Okay, it makes sense. Wow. Certain things that actually happen now. Rejection in the womb is very deep.
Yeah, so I think I stole your point there. I do apologize. That's so interesting. And like, I don't know, sometimes like, so I had Joshua and then obviously I had Caleb, and I really wanted a girl. But the first time that I did hear it was a boy, I was like, what? So what's girl? But, you know, I changed my attitude really, really quickly. Yeah. And I do believe that, you know, God did a work there. But I think it's if you hold on to it, like, I didn't want this. I didn't want a girl. I didn't want a boy. Yeah. This is not what I wanted. So even Tanul just touched on it now in terms of the rejection at birth. I know of people that have gone, well, you know, oh, it's going to be a girl. It's going to be a girl. You prepare for a girl, then you get so excited. No, and then it's a boy, or vice versa. And many people that believe that nobody felt joy when they were born. Mm. So Are you that parent that has maybe made that mistake?
Mm.
No one bothered to take care of them? Are you a parent that maybe has made that mistake? Not being able to take or not wanting to take care or not bothering to take care of your children? And I know, you know, there's many situations, speaking to someone today, also in a situation where certain things have happened and they hadn't been able to take care of their children. Now they're getting back into shape and doing the right things, but now it's getting hard because now they can't take care of their child because there's restrictions, you know. They could not find help anywhere, even when they were crying out for it. We need to be careful when our children are crying out for help. And it may not even be a direct cry. It may be an outburst or something. And you need God to give you that wisdom to go, okay, Lord, what is this? Is this attitude? Is this naughtiness? Or is this a problem that I should understand? And only God can give us that wisdom. They never stood out. They've always been just another one in the crowd, you know. Sometimes we can just shun our children aside and go, you know, oh, you're part of that family. You're part of, you know, you're not mine. And they had no value. Does your child feel valuable within the family? I know that some people say, oh no, so and so is the black sheep of the family. Is that the case in your family? Do you feel like the black sheep? Are you making your children feel like the black sheep in the family? And if so, or maybe they just feel that way and you need to take a look. We need to take a look at ourselves and go, how am I making them feel that way? But it's so important to obviously ask God for wisdom when it comes to this. But secondly, most importantly, is to have an open relationship with your children, trying to find all of these things out.
No, this has been so helpful for me. And we'll look at more issues next week on what other issues actually causes wounds or rejection in a person's spirit. And I love that when you recognize that you've been a wounded parent, because a wounded parent will raise wounded kids. Because when we raise kids in that state, we only hurt them. What Jesus has done for us is so amazing and so important, because he does the healing work on those wounds. We can't heal those wounds by ourselves. And some people say time heals all things. No, time doesn't heal anything. Yeah. You get used to living with that thing. But through forgiveness, we allow God to restore relationships with our own parents, maybe because of wounds that we've maybe recognized, speaking on the two today, that has happened to you, that you don't do that to your kids, that actually you will recognize that and give it to God so he can heal you. Then you can be restored to your own children as well, which is the power of actually this conversation.
That's good. We're going to end off today, and there's a couple of verses that I actually wrote down, and there's a couple more that I'm going to just read here. But Ephesians 1 verse 4 says, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. If we're looking at our children and we're going, you're terrible, you're bad, you're this, you're that, you're not mine, there's a form of rejection there, and that will cause rejection and wounds that'll affect your children. Directing them and loving them and showing them the right way, or what they are doing wrong in a loving way, is a very different story. But God has made us for a purpose. God has made your children for a purpose. Psalm 139 verse 15 to 16 says, you watched me as I was being formed in the utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. Your child, that is how you were formed. That is how your child was formed. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book.
That's beautiful.
Like, that means God even knows the future for you and for your children. That's huge. Like you've got a future.
That's very good.
Every moment was laid out before a single day had even passed. And that sounds so poetic, but it's so important for us to understand that our children have purpose. And where there has been rejection, and where there has been, even if it was from the womb, getting to God in repentance, making sure that we repent, but also sitting down with our children and getting them to a point where they can also repent, but also go, I'm loved by God. Things may have happened in the past, but God loves me.
Absolutely.
It's always important to get your children to the Father.
Yeah.
Not their father biological, to God, because God is the only one that will restore them, even from wounds to come. And that's why it's so important, healing in the family. Yes.
I love that. Lead them to their Father.
Yes.
The Father in heaven. Amen. That's awesome.
Well, we're going to carry on with that next week, but really hope that you enjoyed that on here on It's Mom's Life, where we live, laugh, and love. Please make sure that you go and see us, check us out on Facebook, let us know your thoughts on things. Yes, it was awesome.
It was awesome indeed.
Yes. We will speak to you next week.
We did well, Denise.
Yes, we did.
Bye.
Bye. All the choices you made, did you make them again?
Like what you're listening to? Of course you do.
Of course you do. You make them
again. Follow us on all social media platforms and engage with us. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube.
This is Ready On Demand.
This is Ready On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better.
Active FM, radio has never been better.